Hi, Daily Dosers. My name's Paige Payne. I work here at the Vista Campus in Student Ministries, and today I get to bring you the Daily Dose. And I love that we're talking about the unsung heroes. I think when I picture the classic heroes for me, there's just something so significant about Paul and Peter and these early like missionaries who really started the church, and especially Paul, like going out and going from group to group to group, encouraging, starting churches, being a part of what God was doing, like spreading the gospel. And there's something that's just so glamorous about that. And in that process, in the book of Acts, Paul comes across this woman named Lydia, and it's just a couple verses mixed in here in the book of Acts, and yet I'm so encouraged, especially in this season of just kind of consistency for us on Lydia's story and how she actually is an unsung hero of scripture. And so if you guys would join me in Acts 16, Paul is journeying. And so in Acts 16, verse 13, it says this: "On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. She and the members of the household were baptized, and she invited them into their home." And there's just something so profound to me that she was there, she was praying with a group of people, and then she was willing, and the Spirit moved in her, and she was receptive to the new truth that came from Paul, and then she instantly started being kind of one of those missionaries, but just right there in her own space of inviting people into her home. Just from this story, it goes on, and Paul's in prison, and all this other crazy stuff happens, and then when he gets out, he actually goes back and he finds, at the end of the story, he is reunited with Lydia after this whole prison escapade, and what happens here is in verse 40, it says, "After Silas and Paul came out of prison, they went to Lydia's house where they met with brothers and sisters and encouraged them, then they left." And the fact that there's something so glamorous about being people who take the gospel out and who do these radical things for God, I really do find that heroic. I'm really encouraged by our missionaries. I'm really encouraged by people who go out and do that. And yet, especially at this time where we're home and there's so much consistency, I'm almost ready, like, give me some pizzazz in the day, you know, give me something crazy to go and do. And yet here Lydia is, she had been in a space where she was already providing a space of worship for the Lord. She has this encounter with the Holy Spirit where she's deeply changed. She begins to be a woman of hospitality and gathering people in her home where they can worship God together. And even after Paul has gone away and done his own thing, she is a steady, consistent rock, a continue to invite people into her home where they can encounter God together. And he knows that she's consistent enough that when he goes back to her house, that there's still people there. And I'm just really challenged by that. Right now, it's really easy to kind of become someone who's isolating and who's just kind of like, I guess all I can do right now is focus on me and my own walk with God. And yet there's something really beautiful to hospitality. There's something, a huge call in scripture is hospitality. There's something that's really beautiful about being consistent and faithful and remaining, even when it's maybe the less glamorous thing to stay. But man, these men go on and on and on all over that part of the world spreading the gospel. And Lydia's story is that she stayed in Philippi and she was a consistent rock in the church of Philippi for her lifetime. And for me, I guess even, yeah, right now that's really just encouraging as we are in a place of consistency. We are in a place of being home, and it might not be something where you're inviting people into your home right now, but I think a really good encouragement for all of us is how can we be inviting people consistently into worship and prayer and to following God together. And I know it's really vulnerable. I get really nervous sometimes, even just inviting people over to my house. Like, are they going to have a good time? Are they going to feel pressure? Do they want to come? And it can be a really vulnerable thing. And yet in the Spirit, Lydia's boldness to remain consistent as a place of hospitality for people to come and worship God together is just really beautiful. So I'm really inspired by the heroic story of Lydia. I hope you guys are too.